episode, guys. This is episode 8 of the Complete Strength Podcast. Just on my way down to the gym, just to meet our mini savages. Got a session with them coming up. The weather is miserable. It's raining, it's freezing, it's windy. Summer is, well, even the autumn, it's pretty much over. So just on my way down to Mini Savages to train these guys. So if anyone's interested, Mini Savages every Tuesday, Thursday, and in December, it's going to be Sunday sessions as well. Every Tuesday, Friday. And coming up for December, it's going to be every Sunday as well. Three sessions a week. What I was to talk about today is training when you're injured, or should you train when you're injured? Some people have different thoughts on whether they should train or what they can do when they're injured. I wanted that for speaking from experience, because at the moment I'm currently working through an injury. Well, I'm working through a couple. One of them being my shoulder, which I've mentioned before, and I've done some posts on Instagram, some little bits of rehab that I've been doing with the help of Ben from BC Rehab. He's down at our gym. So me and Ben have been getting our heads together to think of different ways that we can work on the shoulder. So I've been going through them for the last, at least 4 months. That's when I first had the problem, and it's gone from not being able to press anything. Push-ups are painful. Try to press an over 5 kilogram dumbbell over my head was nearly impossible. It was pain. I could do it through pain, but it just seemed there was no power there. There's no strength behind it. So I've been doing a lot of work on working on my stabilizers. So rotator cuff, working on that. Try to get some scap control in my right shoulder. And I've with Ben overseeing it, obviously, because I kind of know what exercises to be looking at, but about Ben's fuller assessment, and I've just been throwing stuff at the wall over some of his sticks. So he's really helped me, he's really sped it up to where I'm pressing again now. And then as soon as my shoulder starts seeing a bit of light, I start to get a groin strain. So this is pretty recent. Well, it's recently flared up to be quite bad, but I first did it years ago. I can't remember when I did it, but it's something I've been putting up with for a while now. Split squats kind of flare it up. So what I used to do is I'd do like the psoas smash, you know, when you get the cross ball into your psoas, just inside your hip bone, kettlebell on top of it, just smash into there and try and desensitize the pain, hip flexor stretch, just to stretch it off, and then that'd do. I'd be fine with that. And I'd be able to do some split squats, I'd be able to do some sled pushes or step box step ups without any real issue. Still be a little bit of a niggle, but it won't be too much of an issue. And now I'm at the point now where I can't really keep going through that. I've got to address it now. So again, Ben's on hand to give me a hand to let me through that. But yeah, it's good. I mean, I am lucky. I've got Ben in-house that I can just peck head. So every time I need something's wrong, I can go to him and get his advice on it. And I know it's not easy for everyone, because they've not got that in that same boat. They're not in the same place. It's situation where they can just call on someone who's so close. I might have to do a little bit of research, but I'm sure we'll have some kind of facility set up where Ben can do some online kind of assistance. I don't know whether I'm just giving him a business kind of idea there, or I've just dumped him in for some business that he might not have wanted yet, but yeah, he's really helped me out with my rehab. So training around injuries is definitely something that I feel that if you can do it, then by all means go ahead with it. So my training today, I will put a little post on Instagram. I'll put a link on the post as well. but my training today. So I wanted to, my agenda for today were some barbell split squats, heavy sled pushes, quite a lot of unilateral work, some upper back work, rows, reverse flies, and then some tricep work. After a warm up, did the rehab stuff that I've been doing, some like adductor squeezes with one of the gorgeous balls that are in the gym. If any of you guys follow any Jill Miller stuff, you'll know what a gorgeous ball is, but any kind of like soft ball really. So I've been doing some adductor squeezes with that, just to get my adductors working as efficiently as they should be. Tried a couple of split squats, still wasn't feeling too good. It was still a bit sucky really, so I decided to take them all out altogether. Scrap my unilateral work. What I did instead was I did some tempo squats carrying a 20 kilogram sandbag, so I'd hold it in front of me, so same kind of loading as a front squat, and I just did some tempo squats, so 3 seconds down, so 3 second eccentric, 3 second concentric, no rest at the top or the bottom, so it's continuous, there's no rest, and I try and get anything from 15 to 20 reps out per set. The reason that I did that was because I wasn't getting any pain. I was squatting with a slightly more narrow stance than I usually do. I used to squat with quite a wide stance, especially big box squats. But anything that was going wide was really aggravating my groin and my adductors, so that was a no-go. So came in, so I went a bit more narrow in my stance, well, a lot narrow, more like hip width. And just, but the aim was just burn my quads, give my quads a really good workout. Once I did that, I went on to some med ball throws from a kneeling position, so I wasn't aggravating my, again, not aggravating my adductors so much. And after that, I did some external rotation work with the microbands, the yellow, I think they use the orange, but the ones that I've got are yellow. Doesn't make a difference, resistance is the same. Yeah, did those, and I finished with some backward sled drags. So again, working my quads, really leaving my adductors and my hamstring alone to be able to do tie-in. So as advised, I gave that a lift, and then I still got my workout, felt okay, not in pain, not aggravated anything. So don't see an injury as an excuse to say, right, that's it, what I'm going to rest and just wait till it goes away, because it's really not the way to go. Same with my shoulder. I don't know if you've been following my Instagram for a while, but you can see that I'm still training even though my shoulder hurts. So a lot of it's been working on shoulder mobility, getting into certain positions that I need to, especially on a flat straight barbell. You've probably seen me using other things such as the safety squat bar. I've got a bow bar, or which is similar to the duffalo bar. Lots of things that I've got in place that I've been using to try and get more shoulder mobility. I've been tons and tons and tons of external rotation work, working on rotator cuff muscles, everything from scap slides to using bands to foam rolling to face pulls, pull aparts, every single posterior chain banded work that you can possibly think of, just to strengthen that shoulder up. And I mean, I'm getting quite a lot of joy out of it. Still feel it when I get to some heavy weight, but it's nice to be able to bench 100 kilo and not feeling like I want to curl up into a ball and cry anymore. So that feels okay. So long story short is, if you do have an injury, work your way around it. Okay, there's tons of ways that you can do it. Don't work towards pain. If you fight, that really, really don't go for that no pain, no gain bullshit. Especially when it's rehab's concerned. Pain, the reason that you're experiencing pain is because you're getting signs that tell you to stop doing what you're doing. And just because you're not working on that particular exercise that aggravates it, doesn't mean you have to cut it out altogether. There's millions of variations, millions of methods, millions of loading strategies, millions of different kinds of like frequency patterns. be creative with what you're going to do. If you have any questions or you're not too sure, drop a message on there. I'm more than happy to help anyone with the programming, or if they've got any questions that they need to help with the training or any kind of rehab, myself and Ben are always available to answer your questions on training. Just pulled up now, so I'm outside the gym, ready to open up for Mini Savages. So Mini Savages every Tuesday, Friday, and from December will be Sunday morning as well. For the whole month of December, it's going to be a free session. So, but you will have to book your child on place, because obviously it's going to be limited to 10 spaces to keep it manageable, and so I can coach to the best ability that I can without it being too much like daddy daycare. So attend that if you want to, so enroll your child. If you want to get in touch with me on there, get in touch with me on Facebook or Instagram. This Sunday coming up is our deadlift shop, which I'm really looking forward to. And again, it's a free workshop, absolutely free, not one penny to pay. Just turn up if you're interested in deadlifting, whether you're a total new beginner that's never deadlifted before, if you're someone that's coming back from an injury, if you experience pain while you're deadlifting, or you're currently deadlifting but stuck on a lift, or even if you just don't know how to program your deadlifting into your training, the current training, come down. We'll see you guys. The address will be posted. Well, the address is on my Facebook anyway. It's also on my Instagram. You can get it through there. I can put links on as well. Links should be on the Anchor profile. Podcast profile, that's on here. That's it for me. So long story short, if you're injured, don't stop training until that injury gets better. There's always something you can do. Don't train to pain. And be creative in what you're doing, your exercise selection and your frequency. That's it for me. I'll see you guys later. Time to train some little mini savages.